Shepherd. We pray that we may learn from you. Amen.
Amen.
Please.
So you put it behind you.
Sorry?
You put it behind you.
Yep. That it really made an impression on me that at that moment, when David was at probably almost the lowest point of his life, that's when he wrote this song. I've never forgotten that. It made such an impact on me. And as I say, 49 years ago, I can remember the odd bits of the series that followed. But yeah, it's going. So, Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd. It's quite an amazing statement, that, isn't it? Here he is in deep, deep trouble, deeper than we've ever been, I imagine. Deep, deep trouble. And he says, the Lord is my shepherd. For all his faults, and he's a lousy father and a lousy husband to all his wives. For all his faults, David's heart was in the right place. He knew the Lord is his shepherd. I lack nothing. I lack nothing? Well, he'd been driven out of his palace. He'd lost just about everything. All his close companions, all his wealth, you couldn't name what he had lost. There was so much. And he could have made the list of all the things he lost. I'm without this, I've lost that, I haven't got this, I used to have that. But instead, he says, I lack nothing because the Lord is my shepherd. There's that old hymn, isn't there? Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And far too often, we count our missings, the things we haven't got, instead of counting our blessings. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Friends don't lie down. There's one happy sheep. It's lying down. If they're fearful, they don't lie down. And here he's saying is all the sheep could desire. A nice green pasture. Lovely. Have a look at the land there. How green is that? Not there. So he knew, because he'd been a shepherd around these parts, this is actually from Nazareth. They've got a village where they recreate things. But that's what the Holy Land is like. It's parched, it's desert for a lot of it. To find a green pasture is beyond your wildest dreams if you're a sheep. Wow! And David says that this is what God does to us. He gives us all we can desire. He takes care of us. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Now, sheep don't like drinking from fast-running streams. He leads me beside quiet waters. They want pools or gentle streams to drink from. The shepherd who knows his sheep will find somewhere where they can drink. And David said, God's like that. He knows what I need. He protects me and he takes me where I need to be, with all the things I need. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Well, you've already heard what I said about sheep earlier. They wander all over the place. I remember one day watching a shepherd with four sheepdogs on the Welsh hills, and the sheep are coming from everywhere. piece of dog to run with that. They won't. They'll go anywhere. So will we. So will we. We don't know the right paths often, but our Lord will guide us along this. Think of the parable of the lost sheep. We need to be fetched by that shepherd. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. It's often used at funerals, actually. This is from the NIV, the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Now, it's not actually talking about death. It's talking about a place of fear. Somewhere where you're really afraid, where you've got big troubles. I have heard that there is an actual valley called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And I looked at, I tried to find evidence of where it was, and I haven't found it. If anybody can find it, let me know, please, because I read it quite a long time ago in a Reader's Digest. How trustworthy is a Reader's Digest? I don't know. Anyway, but it's talking about somewhere where you are really fearful. God's there. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. That's the reason. Have you ever, can you think back to when you were children? Somewhere you were not sure about, but if you held your mother or father's hand, they were with you, you feared no evil. That's the picture. Your rod and your staff, they comfort. Now, you must get these two right. The rod, about this long, a large, heavy bit of wood to hit things with. This is what the shepherd uses to deal with the wolves, or the lion, or the bear. That's his weapon. And anything that comes near, that's it. He will have it. That's the weapon. That's why the rod is a comfort. It's not used against the sheep, it's used against their enemies. God, he says, is his defender. But the staff is something different. The staff is quite big. It's a walking stick, basically. Quite a big walking stick. And it's that that the shepherd uses to help the sheep over any obstacles. If they've got stuck, he can use it to pull them out of the hole. If there's a bit of a jump they can't quite make as they're following him, he can help them with the staff. So those two are the sort of comfort that God gives to David and to us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, preparing a table, this is sheep, what's a table? Well, first of all, it's nice if there's a flat area of ground. If your green pasture is nice and level, it's easier for the sheep. But preparing it is important, because as I say, sheep are daft. They eat poisonous plants sometimes, if they're around. So a good shepherd, before he led his sheep into an area, would go around, and if he saw a poisonous plant, he'd use his staff and kill it, uproot it, push it out of the way. He would prepare a table, prepare a place for his sheep. In the presence of my enemies, that must have really come from the heart of David there, with that army that would eventually, he would eventually have to fight. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Didn't have vets in those days. The shepherd had to be the vet. And they didn't have lots of medicine. Oil was just about what they had, you know, if they had a bit of a cut on the head, a bit of oil might make it feel better.
and the cup overflowing, well, if you're trying to give a sheep a drink, you can't sort of tip it up and pour it down. You have to have it overflowing and sort of put their head in the cup. This is the way you care for a sick sheep. David's saying, when I'm really down, when I need help, you care for me gently, in the way that I need it. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. That's a promise, isn't it? Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Even on those dreadful days, that day when you're not looking forward to it, when something nasty has just happened, even then, the goodness and love will follow us. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It never ends, this. We dwell there. Perhaps it's thinking of something like a pet lamb who has that extra care in the house. Or perhaps he's thinking of that sort of little stockade where they're kept safe, but forever, kept safe forever. It's one of those psalms that we all know, really, don't we? It's that if you had to say a psalm, the best known psalm, that's it, isn't it? And it's a lovely, lovely picture. But it comes from a man who was in deep trouble, but was very conscious that God was with him. And I pray that none of us will ever be in that kind of trouble. But God is still with us. He's still our shepherd. Let's pray. Loving shepherd, may we be conscious of your rod to protect us from all evil, and your staff to help us do things we couldn't otherwise, and your presence with us always. Amen.